New York City, a winter morning. Hallmark Channel presents. In association with Johnson Production Group. Next in an apartment. Title card, Christmas by Design. An array of colored pencils, fashion drawings, and thread is spread over a table. A woman with long blonde hair is asleep, slumped over the table. Rebecca Dalton. Jonathan Keltz. A dark-haired woman enters with coffee. Woman.
Don't tell me you fell asleep in here again. How long has it been since you've
Joanna Douglas,
put on your pajamas and slept
Susan
in your bed?
Hammond, Deborah Hale.
You truly are a godsend.
Blonde woman.
I'm serious, Charlotte. You can't live like this. It's not
Adriana
healthy.
Vasquez.
Well, I don't have time to
Tim
sleep.
Tim Progosh.
Sales are slowing down.
Scott Gibson.
A new collection quick before
Casting Ron Leach, CDC.
About Alistair altogether.
Every luxury brand is slowing down right now. It's inflation.
Composer Russ Howard III.
But that doesn't change the fact that I haven't created anything new or worthwhile since April.
Well, it's probably very hard to get inspired when you don't go out and socialize.
Costume designer Amanda Colley.
Now and then. Hey, I socialize. Talk to you every day.
I'm your seamstress. You literally pay me.
Editor
to talk
Mitch
to you
Lackey.
Every day. Are you sure there is nothing in here?
Nothing. Everything I
Production
draw
designer
wrong.
Gregory
Lounge
Philip Wilson.
Luxury.
There is nothing wrong with
Director of Photography.
There is when you own a luxury
Christian
boutique.
Beals.
You pride yourself on exclusive and cutting-edge clothing.
Point taken.
Co-executive producer.
Shall we go open?
Joseph Wilka. Executive producer Maura Dunbar.
Go downstairs.
Charlotte goes off. The seamstress looks at the drawings. Executive producers Andrew C. Aaron, Oliver DeCagney. Executive producer Timothy O. Johnson. Next, the two women enter the street-level boutique. Producer Josie Fitzgerald, Charlotte.
We need to make more of those gold tunic pieces.
Unfortunately, the price went up.
Seamstress.
$120 a yard.
$120? Are you kidding? It's going to put us way over budget.
The cost of being a luxury
Based upon
designer,
the book Jingle Jammies by Robin Neely.
In January. Do you have to leave me for 2 whole weeks?
Yes. Some people spend their holidays
Teleplay
with their
by Carly Smale.
It's a very strange concept, I know.
Directed by Maxwell McGuire. Charlotte answers her phone.
Oh, Charlie, you picked
Charlotte's
up.
Mother.
Is everything okay? Oh, everything's fine.
It's Intercuts.
Great, actually. Christina and Peter's place is still under renovation, so they're going to be staying here until the new year now.
It's going to be a full house for the holidays.
Yeah, sounds cozy. So, if you have time in your busy schedule to come by for a night or two, we thought it would be really special for us all to be together. Maybe watch some movies, play some games, like old times.
Mom, you know I'd love to, but I'm just too busy right now. I need to be here to man the store.
You can't close for a few days?
The seamstress looks
Mom,
at her.
We talked about this. If I close the store, then I could miss a customer, and every customer matters right now.
I know. I just thought I'd try. Would have been so nice for us all to be together for the last year of Elf Capades.
I know.
Maybe next year. Wait, did you say the last year of the Elf Capades?
Mm-hmm. I thought I told you.
What? No, why is it the last year?
Dee Dee?
Charlie.
Amanda Pierce.
Tell her I say hi.
Oh, Rick says hi.
Honey, I've got to go.
Rick and I are going cross-country skiing. Please, just think about making the trip, okay? I'll make your favorite ginger loaf.
Maybe next year. I'll talk to you later. Love you.
Love you too, Char.
Bye.
The seamstress glares at Charlotte.
You're seriously not going home for Christmas because you're afraid you're going to miss a customer? You do realize 80% of our sales come from the website, right?
Well, someone has to be here for the other 20.
Is there some other reason you're avoiding going home, or you're just a complete Scrooge?
I'm not a Scrooge. I'm just focused. I have worked really hard for 10 years trying to put Alistair on the map. I'm not slowing down now.
If you say so.
If you'll excuse me, I have a customer to attend to. Hi, welcome to...
Charlotte approaches the woman. Later that night, Charlotte sits in her festively decorated apartment. She reads a news article on her computer. Headline, Annual 12 Days Elf Capades, Beloved Brooks End Tradition, will end after this year due to pulled funding. Charlotte stares at the screen a moment, then closes her laptop. She gets up, goes to her kitchen, turns on the tap, but nothing comes out.
Great.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Great. No water.
The next morning, Charlotte walks down the street talking on her phone.
Collection ready for New York
Charlotte.
Week in February. Absolutely.
She approaches her shop.
We'll work right on that.
A workman exits.
Can I call you right back?
Charlotte.
Now finally. In the shop. Seamstress.
What is
water drips from the
here?
Ceiling. The seamstress pulls her away from the drip.
Completely drenched.
It's the pipe burst. It's an old building.
Landlord.
Bound to happen.
Bound to happen? This is my livelihood. I need to sell these in order to pay you rent.
Well, don't you have any extras in the back?
Extras? No, we are a boutique. Each garment is hand-stitched and one of a kind.
That's not very efficient.
This is a disaster. How long is this going to take to clean up?
Well, the plumber said there is significant damage, so you're going to have to close up and leave for the next week so I can take care of it.
A week? Are you kidding me?
Do I look like I'm kidding you?
Where am I supposed to go?
Well, don't you have friends and family you can stay with? Or what about staying with Margot?
I'm renting out my place while me and my family
are
in Colorado.
Sorry, Charlotte.
The seamstress.
I'm going to live in a place with no running water for the next week. You better figure it out.
Charlotte looks at a garment.
It's ruined.
Sorry.
Later, Margot and Charlotte try drying the clothes with a hairdryer.
I'm so sorry, Charlotte.
Margot.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Charlotte.
I don't have the money to replace all this fabric. This is a catastrophe.
We'll figure it out.
I don't know if Alistair's going to bounce back from this.
Come on, we just have to pray for a Christmas miracle.
Aren't you Jewish?
Okay, fine. A Hanukkah miracle. In a way, I believe in miracles, especially this time of year.
Well, that makes one of us. Oh, maybe this is the insurance. Hello?
Charlotte answers a call.
Yes, this is her. Uh-huh. Wait, what? Warwick's Christmas challenge? But I never applied.
She looks at Margot, who is smiling.
Tomorrow? Yes. 2:00? Okay, great. Thank you.
Charlotte hangs up.
Did you submit Alistair for the Warwick's Christmas design challenge?
Did you just get accepted?
They said one of their designers had to drop out for personal reasons, so they're looking at me to fill the spot. I have a meeting with Roger Warwick tomorrow to discuss details.
What? That's amazing. You could be the next Donna Karen. I can't believe you applied without telling me. I knew the word Christmas would turn you off. You're so talented, Charlotte. The world deserves to see what you can do. Christmas garb or otherwise.
We love
Roger's office
brand.
The next day.
Right from the get-go.
Fabulous Roger.
Designs, great social media. The reason we didn't choose you right away is that we felt your design style just didn't match this year's challenge.
Oh?
Charlotte.
Why? What is the challenge this year?
It's to design 2 holiday outfits. One for a female buyer, one for a male buyer. It's for our home and family brand.
Home and family?
Yeah, it's actually our most popular clothing division. It's affordable, it's inclusive, family-oriented.
But I design luxury pieces.
Exactly. We thought you might actually bring something special to this year's challenge.
How much time would I have?
So we do a fashion show Christmas Eve.
Wow, that's 8 days away.
It is. And as you know, the winner gets their design sold in all of our stores right across the nation. As well, you continue to design for us for the entire year.
Wow, really? Mm. That's incredible.
So the only question is, are you up for the challenge? Because there's a lot of other designers here in New York City that would love to be sitting in your seat.
No, I'm definitely interested.
Fantastic. Here are the models that you will be designing for, and their specs are on the back of the picture.
He hands Charlotte a folder. Right. She looks at it.
Thank you so much. I will not disappoint.
Nice to meet you, and we'll see you Christmas Eve.
Excellent. Thank you.
Charlotte exits.
Home and family.
Later, Charlotte's apartment.
That's huge.
Margot.
I know, but he says he needs the designs to be festive, inclusive, affordable, and family-oriented.
So, Alistair's polar opposite.
Yeah. But winning this competition would push my career to a whole new level. I'll design baby bonnets. I am desperate for a win.
I'm so sorry. I can't even help you sew.
Oh, that's okay. I only have to design 2 outfits. I think I can manage.
So, when are you going home?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? You're not planning on staying here without water, are you?
Well, no, but...
But what, Charlotte? You're designing Christmas attire for home and family. Don't you think it might be beneficial to go spend Christmas at home with your family?
It's just
what?
You're right. I can't afford an Airbnb at this time of year anyway. So, work spend it is, I guess.
Hallelujah! This will be so good for you. I just know it.
Now Charlotte's on the road, on the phone with her mother.
This might be my favorite.
Radio announcers.
I mean, cookies, hot chocolate, Christmas carols, come on.
Right, my kids are really gonna miss it next year.
Oh, tell me about it. I guess we'll just have to go all out for the next 7 days and make Gregory Carmichael proud.
You're here.
Okay, let's do it.
Charlotte crashes into a pickup truck in front of her. She gets out of the car. A guy gets out of the truck. No airbags deploy.
I'm so
Charlotte.
Sorry. I was completely daydreaming and not paying attention.
That's not ideal when you're behind the wheel of a vehicle.
I know. I'm a little out of sorts today. I've been driving the past 4 hours from Manhattan.
City girl, that explains it.
What's that supposed to mean?
Were you texting?
What? No. Stereotype much?
Well,
he looks at the back of his truck.
Okay, so you're just gonna have to worry about your own here.
Oh, come on.
She touches the car and her bumper falls off.
Well, that's a great start.
Tell you what, why don't you follow me to my shop and I'll take care of it.
Your shop?
I'm a mechanic.
Oh, and here I was thinking your coveralls was a personal fashion choice.
Follow me, and I'll take you home after. I got this. Here, just watch out.
He puts the bumper in the back of his truck. Now in her car, Charlotte follows him to the shop. He gets out of his truck. Charlotte gets out of her car. Charlotte.
It used to be Joe Segal's, right?
You know, I don't know. It was vacant when I got here. I'm actually new to Brooks Bend.
Oh, wow. So you actually chose to live here. Why?
Because it's so welcoming and homey. Everyone here is really family, community focused. People have been so kind to me. I can't imagine why anyone would want to leave.
Mm. 3 words for you. New York City.
2 words for you. Hard pass. Besides, I bet the city doesn't have 12 days of elf capades. You ever heard of it?
I grew up going.
Really? I'm actually volunteering with the elf capades this year.
Are you on probation?
No, I just like how it brings people together. What?
Nothing. Just sounds like you're on an after-school special.
Wow. You really define the whole cold-hearted city slicker stereotype here.
Yeah, it's just not my thing anymore. It's a little too much Christmas.
That's sort of the point.
Well, as much fun as this is, we should get going before my mom sends out the authorities.
Right, yeah. Let's get you home.
Just have to get my bag.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Now they arrive at a large yellow brick house. Charlotte gets out of the pickup. The man gets her suitcase from the back of the truck.
Thank you.
Charlotte.
Ride.
No problem.
And how long do you think the repairs will take?
Oh, it'll just take a couple days.
The man.
Thank you.
Spencer.
Spencer.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Merry Christmas.
She picks up her bag and heads for the house. Now Charlotte enters her parents' ambitiously decorated house.
Mom! Christina! Oh, Charlie!
Charlotte's mom appears.
You're really here! Oh, I can't believe it. Is
it really you?
Well, I'm not an average.
They embrace.
I think it's really me. Oh, you look tired. Are you getting enough sleep?
Yes, I'm fine, Mom.
Auntie Charlie!
Hey, buddy!
A boy appears.
Look at you. You're so tall.
Christina appears.
Oh, it's called the passage of time.
And Christina.
Hello, broccoli. Mm.
That's it.
Hi, Chris. Come here.
Charlotte hugs Christina.
$10 down. Pete. You wouldn't show.
I appreciate that, Pete. Thank you.
Okay.
Rick comes downstairs.
Me.
Charlotte, hi. Welcome home.
Where are you going? What? Oh, Elfcapade, silly.
It's the Cookie and Cocoa Crawl tonight. Dee Dee's is our first stop.
Oh, well, you guys have fun. I have to unpack and start sketching, but we'll catch up tomorrow.
What? Come on, this was always your favorite of the Elfcapades.
I know, but I have a lot of work to do. This opportunity I have with Warwick's is once in a lifetime, so I'm sorry.
So you came all this way to just keep ignoring us for work?
Christina.
Are you sure you're just not scared of bumping into Evan?
I told you not to bring that up.
I can throw him out if he's there. Ben and I just got our blue belts in karate.
Well, that's very nice of you guys, but it's been 4 years. I think I can handle seeing him.
Well, it would really mean a lot if you came, Charlie, even just for an hour.
Please, Auntie Charlie.
All right, just give me a minute to unpack.
Yay!
Later at a festive diner. The proprietor serves customers.
Thanks for coming and Merry Christmas.
Charlotte and her family enter.
Dee Dee?
Mom.
Well, look at all these
Dee Dee.
Wonderful faces. And you.
I to Charlotte.
We've met before.
It's Aunt Charlie!
Ben. Oh my goodness, Charlie. Hi, Aunt Dee Dee.
Charlotte hugs Dee Dee.
I'd buy some gingerbread cookies
Rick.
At 2 o'clock.
Get them while they're hot.
Welcome home, kiddo. Oh, it's been way too long. This is a great...
The others go off.
You know, I wasn't sure what to expect, but so many people are still participating.
It just keeps growing, year after year. Your dad would be delighted.
But then why is it ending?
The town decided to take back the funding. I tried to stop them, but they had their minds made up. Something to do with allocating the money to a new community project.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, the people love it. It's tradition. My dad wanted it to keep going.
I know. We'll have to find a new way to honor him.
Another young woman approaches.
Carmichael. Oh, my God. I haven't seen you in ages, girl. Oh, Gwen, hi.
Can you believe that it has been 10 years since we graduated high school? God, it feels just like yesterday we were roaming around the hallways, huh?
OMG, he's here.
Gwen looks over Charlotte's shoulder.
What? Who's here?
Oh, my God. Is my makeup okay? How's my breath?
It's very minty.
She blows at Charlotte.
You.
Spencer enters.
You.
Hi,
Spencer.
Can I get you a cookie or a beverage?
I'm okay right now, but thank you.
Okay. If you need anything, just ask. I'm happy to be of service.
I will. Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Gwen goes off.
Well, that was interesting.
Every single woman in town is after him.
Wow, lucky you. Have you decided who you're going to give the final rose of the night to?
What can I help you with tonight, Dee?
Well, you can either help serve with Gwen or decorate a new bat gym bag. Up to you, doll.
I'll be in the back. Pleasure as always.
How do you
Spencer goes
you?
Off.
I hit him with my car today.
That's one way to meet new people. I'm going to slip into the bag. Make yourself at home.
Thanks, Dee.
Dee Dee goes off. Charlotte sees her mom and Rick kiss. She looks away and notices a handsome man enter. Charlotte looks around and runs to hide. She ends up at Spencer's cookie decorating station.
You look like you just saw a ghost.
Spencer.
Ghost of Christmas past.
Charlotte.
Specific.
An ex?
Ding, ding.
Yeah, that's one of the drawbacks about being in a small town.
One of many.
Here. Take your mind off.
He gives her a squirt bottle and they decorate cookies together.
Thought Christmas wasn't your thing.
It's important to my family. My dad was actually the one who started the Elfcapades 30 years ago.
You're kidding. Your dad was Gregory Carmichael? Well, that would make you Dee Dee's niece. You're the one she's always talking about, the big fashion designer in New York.
I don't know about a big fashion designer, but it's getting there. I'm actually a contestant in the Warwick's Design Christmas Challenge this year. And if I win, they're going to sell my designs in all their department stores.
Well, that's a big deal. Even I know Warwick's.
Yeah. The only problem is I have 1 week to design 2 holiday garments. It's just not enough time.
Yeah, you can do it.
You have no idea how hard it is to design an original garment, especially one that needs to be festive and appeal to the average man slash woman. It's completely out of my comfort zone. I don't even know where to start.
I do. Here, the Elfcapades. There's all the festive inspiration you could hope for, and from what I can tell, everyone who attends is super family focused.
Yeah, especially all the single women when they look at you.
Talk about being outside your comfort zone.
I'm not really looking to be dating right now.
You and me both. What?
Why don't you come with me to the rest of the Elfcapades? You could get all the inspiration you need for your Warwick design. And you could be my buffer.
Buffer? Really? What are you, 15? It can't be that bad.
Spencer, there you are.
Gwen.
What are you doing?
Just doing a new batch for Dee Dee.
Okay, well, hurry up. Someone found a mistletoe with your name on it.
She's with another girl.
Be a while. He is a really slow decorator.
No rush. We'll be waiting.
Wow. Gwen goes off with the other girl.
Okay, you weren't lying.
Please come with me.
Okay, hear me out. I will go to the Elfcapades with you if you will be my personal model.
Personal model? What does that mean?
Well, you're about the same size as the model that I have to design an outfit for the Christmas Eve fashion show in New York. And it would really help me to have a real person to try on the designs, see how they fit and look.
So basically, you want me to be a mannequin?
Exactly.
That feels degrading somehow.
Oh, and using me as your personal buffer isn't?
Good point.
So we have a deal?
Fine.
They shake hands.
My cookies look so cute.
That's cute. Look at this guy. Cute as a button.
Later at Dee Dee's Diner. Charlotte sits at a table with Christina.
Oh, yeah. I cannot believe you're doing the rest of Elfcapades to help some random mechanic you just met. And when I ask, it's like pulling teeth.
Well, it's not just to help him. I mean,
Charlotte.
Point. It might inspire my Warwick's design, because as of now, I have nothing.
What's that?
Charlotte draws.
Snow Angel silk dress.
Word of advice. Nix the silk. Christmas attire should be warm and cozy, not slippery.
Well, what do you suggest?
I don't know. Cotton?
Cotton? That's so simple.
Christmas time should feel simple.
Too hot coffee.
Dee Dee arrives.
Fresh gingerbread cookies.
Thanks, Aunt Dee Dee.
I must say, Charlie, I haven't seen your mom this excited in years. Having you home for Christmas is the best gift she ever could have asked for.
Yeah, well, I have a pretty busy week, so I hope expectations aren't too high.
We'll try to keep them at bay.
Wow.
Dee Dee goes off.
What?
You're a real ball of holiday cheer. I used to love this time of year.
Yeah, well, things change.
Later that evening, Charlotte's mom's house. Charlotte's in her room. She's still working. She crunches up a piece of paper and tosses it. Charlotte gets up and crosses the room to the nightstand. She picks up a photo of her father. She sits down on the bed with the photo. Her mom appears at the door and she hides the photo behind her.
Ready?
Mom.
Can you take a break?
Charlotte stands.
Come eat with us? I don't think so. I have a lot of work to do still, but maybe tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, don't work too hard.
Charlotte's mom goes off. Next, Charlotte and Spencer are at the night market.
Don't forget your hot chocolate.
Okay, so I see garlands,
Spencer.
Tinsel, twinkly lights, candy canes. Mm-hmm. Anything jumping out at you?
Besides a sea of
Charlotte
with very questionable fashion sense.
Wow, judgmental much?
I'm sorry, but in New York City, if you wear pajama pants out in public, it is a very serious offense.
I think it's endearing.
Coming from the guy who wears a onesie every day, I wouldn't expect anything else.
It's not a onesie. They are coveralls.
Whatever. Same thing.
Hey, come on. There is Christmas inspiration everywhere. Try to use that to your advantage rather than focus on the negatives.
Fine.
Isn't this great? Everyone's out, away from their screens, enjoying the magic of the season.
You really love Christmas, don't you? You and my dad would have been best buds.
I don't know. I just think there's something special in the air this time of year.
Oh, no. You're not one of those lunatics that decorates in early November, are you?
November 1st, my wife and I, we would go nuts and decorate the whole house. My neighbors thought we were crazy.
You're married?
Her name was Laura. She got sick a few years back. Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I'm so sorry. That is awful.
Yeah. That's why I decided to move to this place. Leave the past in the past.
Don't you find it hard to celebrate Christmas without her?
Yeah, but I don't think she would want me to avoid it just because she's not here. I don't know. Oh, man, she would have loved the Elfcapades.
Charlotte spots her ex.
Son of a...
What are you doing?
My gosh, that's my ex.
She pushes Spencer out of view.
Being in this town is like living in a snow globe.
Where is he?
Green coat, red hat.
Her ex is with a woman.
Isn't he the mayor?
Brookspan's youngest mayor ever elected. What is he doing? Who is he with? Are they holding hands?
Did you guys like just break up or something?
4 years ago.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Everything's fine. It's not like we were engaged or anything.
Engaged? Really?
He broke up with me 2 months after my dad. He said he needed space, and he was sick of taking the train to New York every other weekend. He abandoned me when I needed him most.
Well, sounds like he dodged a bullet. Hey, let's get out of here.
To where? Christmas Village, where we have to dress up like elves and prance around?
I know a spot. Come on. Go, go, go.
They run off. A little later, they arrive at a bar. Now they're playing darts.
Oh!
Charlotte throws wild.
Why am I so bad at this?
Charlotte.
Okay. You just gotta focus, all right? Really focus.
Spencer gathers the darts.
Let the outside world distract you.
Well, it's hard to not let all this flannel obscure my vision.
Hey, watch it. Flannel is the greatest fabric on earth.
Oh.
She throws wild again.
Wow. Yeah, you're terrible.
Hey! Thank you for bringing me here. The Christmas market has a lot of memories attached. Sometimes it's hard for me to be home this time of year. You said it yourself, you know? Sometimes it's best to leave the past in the past.
Spencer shoots a bullseye.
How are you so good at this?
All right, just... picture Evan's face,
come on.
Trust me, it works.
Charlotte takes another shot and hits the bullseye.
See? I told you it works.
Wow. I actually pictured your face. That's okay.
Whatever gets you through.
I'm really sorry about your wife, Spencer.
I'm sorry about your dad.
Hi, Spencer.
Spencer waves. Gwen and her friend are lurking at the bar.
Wow. You really are the Clooney of Brooks Bend. Don't get weird about what I'm about to do.
What are you doing?
Getting them to mind their own business. Just look me in the eyes.
Slowly, they move their faces closer together. They look intimate.
There you go.
Yes.
Gwen and her friend turn away.
I should get home. I have some sketches.
Of course, right.
Yeah.
I got this.
Thank you so much.
With this.
Spencer helps Charlotte on with her coat.
Good night.
Night.
Charlotte exits the pub, leaving Spencer alone.
Wake up, Ben.
The Carmichael House. Ben.
Oh, what the?
The next morning.
Breakfast is ready.
Okay.
Ben stands on Charlotte's bed.
Skip breakfast today, Ben, okay? I'll just make a smoothie later.
Well, Mom said that if you said that, I was allowed to jump on you.
She said that?
Ben jumps on the bed.
Oh.
He picks up her phone.
Oh, man, come on.
Will you come down for breakfast?
Are you blackmailing me?
I don't know what that means.
I will be down in a sec. Just give me a few minutes to get ready, okay?
Yay!
He gives her the phone.
Thank you. Ready?
Now in the kitchen. Charlotte enters. Christina.
Nice of you to join us.
Yes, and thank you for sending up the human torpedo.
That is me.
Ben.
Let me pour you a coffee.
No, thanks, Rick. I got it.
Charlotte grabs the carafe.
We were hoping you might be able to join us tonight for a Christmas-themed games tonight.
Well, I would, but I promised Spencer that I would go to the Elfcapades with him.
That is tonight's Elfcapades.
What do you mean?
Everyone's encouraged to play a Christmas-themed games night with their family.
So, you'll join us?
Please, Aunt Charlie.
Okay, sure. But I still have a ton of work to do, so however long we can have you, we'll have you.
Charlotte goes off with her coffee.
She's just ruined his dad.
Okay, what do you think about
Charlotte.
This? So picture this silver
at
being
D's
extra
Diner.
Shiny with tinsel fringe sleeves.
Spencer looks at the drawing.
It kind of looks like a disco ball.
Spencer.
Okay, so retro. Retro is in.
D, would you come here a sec? So.
D comes to their table.
Would you wear this with the tinsel?
Honestly?
Dee Dee.
Probably not.
Looks at the drawing.
Too flashy for little old me.
Well, what do you like to wear during the holidays?
Something simple, but comfortable. Modern, but also traditional and classic. You know what I mean?
I'm trying.
Dee Dee goes off.
This is useless. Modern, but also traditional and classic? What does that even mean? Ugh, I'm doomed.
I think I know what she means.
You do?
Yeah. Come with me.
Spencer leaves some cash on the table. They gather their things and go off. Later, Spencer's shop. Spencer slides open a door. Inside is an old car.
This is what she needs.
Spencer.
Come again?
Charlotte.
So, for the last 2 years, I've been restoring this old car. Finding parts, cleaning them, adding my own unique touches. But making sure that I protect all the things that make this car so special. All right, come, sit.
Spencer opens the door. Charlotte gets into the passenger seat. Spencer goes around and gets in the driver's side.
Wow. This is really beautiful.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Here, feel the leather. No, come on. Really feel it. Close your eyes.
Seriously?
Humor me.
Charlotte closes her eyes and feels the leather seat.
All that history. This car was made for the average American family.
comfortable, affordable, no frills, just classic. It's nostalgic, but still contemporary. I think your design can do the same. Too cheesy?
No. Not at all. Just made me realize how much I miss that creative enthusiasm and passion that you have for cars. I used to get so excited to just sit and sketch and sew, you know, before profits or reviews mattered. I guess I just lost that joy somewhere along the way.
Well, this is a great chance to get it back. What was your favorite Christmas tradition growing up?
I don't know. Probably throwing snowballs at my sister.
Come on, no, seriously. What part of the holidays was always the most magical to you?
Probably the Pajamboree.
Pajamboree?
It's the last event of Elfcapades on Christmas Eve. People wear their pajamas and there's music and dessert. And my dad would always make homemade pizza before we'd all pile into his tow truck and went.
Your dad was a tow truck driver?
You aren't the only guy roaming around town in coveralls. Anyway, that's what I look forward to the most.
Pajamboree. I love it. Wait. Why don't you design a pair of pajamas for Warwick's?
Pajamas?
Yeah. Everyone loves a new pair of PJs at Christmas time.
That's not a bad idea, actually. In fact, that's a great idea.
Yeah?
Definitely. It's genius. I'll design a matching pair of holiday pajamas for him and her. It's perfect. Thank you, Spencer.
Happy to help.
Hey, what are you doing later? Why don't you come over to our place for game night?
I wouldn't want to impose, don't worry.
It's not an imposition, seriously. And Dee Dee will be there too.
You sure your family won't mind?
I am positive. Like they say, the more the merrier.
Maybe we could even get in a game of Christmas Pictionary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you're okay with losing, we can definitely arrange that.
I'm willing to take the risk.
A car pulls in.
I better go help him.
They get out of the car.
So, Mrs. Mousy said.
Later.
Thank you for the ride, Santa.
Charlotte.
I'll make sure to leave some Gouda and milk.
Reading to Ben.
For you. And that's how the magic
in the living room
found his way home. The end.
Again!
Ben.
Why don't you read it this time?
No, you're better at the voices, Auntie Charlie.
Hey! Nobody does Mrs.
Christina.
Mousy like your mom.
Hey, the truth hurts.
On the couch.
Deal with it. Oh, I'll get it.
Their mom gets the door. Rick joins them.
Dude, let me take your coat.
Oh, thank you so much.
Dee Dee and Spencer arrive.
Thank you.
Spencer.
Welcome.
Charlotte stands to greet him.
Thank you. This house is incredible. Did you grow up here?
Born and raised. Well, I was born in a hospital.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Wow. These walls could talk.
No kidding. I actually had my first kiss right over there.
No way. Was it everything you hoped and dreamed it would be?
No, it was terrible, actually.
Wow. Adorable.
Yeah.
He picks up a photo.
Pajamboree?
The family in their pajamas.
Look at you. Flannel jammies. The horror.
Yeah, I have to admit, those are actually pretty comfortable.
See?
Rick brings in a drawing board.
All right, everyone.
Rick.
Let's get started.
Christmas Pictionary?
Your wish was my command.
Okay.
They all play Pictionary.
There's a ringing, there's a magic in the air. Cries are singing, full of joy and happiness. The stars are bright, let's share a winter's night.
driving. Well, safe drive, Spencer. It was so lovely.
Later, Spencer is leaving.
Thank you for having me. We'll get him next year.
Unlikely.
The parents go back inside. Spencer.
Your family's awesome.
Yeah, well, thank you for the game suggestion.
Charlotte.
I had a lot more fun than I thought I would. Now all I want to do is draw.
How's the hope?
Is that why you chose Pictionary?
I thought it might help get you out of your head and reconnect with drawing just for fun.
Thank you. It did help.
Good. Well, I expect 3 designs by 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes, sir. On it.
Okay. Well, good night.
You too.
Spencer heads out. The next morning, the Carmichael house. Charlotte's fallen asleep on her sketchbook. Hi. Christina enters. Christina.
What time is it?
It's almost 10. When'd you go to bed?
I don't know. I just kept sketching. I had so many ideas bouncing around in my head.
Looks like you may have found your muse.
Christina looks at a sketch.
What? Nothing?
Hey, do you know where my old sewing machine is?
Should be in the closet. Okay. Coffee's gonna run out if you're not quick.
I'll be down soon.
Christina goes off. Charlotte looks in the closet. She takes out the sewing machine. There's a tag. Merry Christmas, Charlie. We love you to the very last stitch. Mom and Dad, XO. Now Dee Dee's diner. Coffee is poured into a mug. Spencer sits at the counter.
I've done it.
Charlotte enters.
Sketched
Charlotte.
Five new designs.
5? That's amazing.
Yeah, now I just need to figure out which ones are best.
How we decide?
I have to make them first, obviously. And then as my personal mannequin, I will need your help.
What do you have in mind?
Some time later, they shop for fabric.
Wow, what about this?
Spencer.
Like a Grinch moment.
No, you know?
Something green.
That's not gonna work. Okay.
Charlotte.
Oh, look at this.
Picks up some fabric.
Oh, that's cozy.
Oh, it's
a plaid
soft.
Flannel.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's perfect.
She holds it up.
Let's do it.
Winner.
All right.
Later, Charlotte gets to work. She takes Spencer's measurements. Now she's cutting the flannel.
Well, that's great.
She fits the pieces on Spencer. She crosses out one of the sketches. Now Charlotte is sewing. Spencer carefully cuts the cloth. Charlotte outside the bathroom.
I'm on my way.
Okay. Spencer comes out wearing the pajamas.
How does it feel?
Feels good. Comfy.
Yeah.
How's it look?
It's a little bit loose in here, and it can be taken in a little bit at the waist. The length isn't quite right, and the collar needs some work. I'm not so sure about the fabric either, but for a first attempt, it's not bad.
Just okay?
Yeah, something isn't quite right, but no, we're getting there.
All right, but you're not discouraged, right?
No. Actually, I'm quite inspired.
Great. Told you the Elf Capes would inspire you.
Yeah. Not so sure it's just the Elf Capes.
Spencer checks his phone.
Hello? Yes. Okay, yeah, I'll be right there. Duty calls.
And well, I'll see you at bingo tonight.
I wouldn't miss it.
Great.
I should probably change.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Spencer goes to change. Later that night, the Carmichael home.
Okay.
Christina does
that's
Charlotte's
like, yeah,
makeup.
Natural.
Charlotte.
Natural. I don't want it to seem like
Charlotte.
I'm trying too hard. Okay. What?
Nothing. I don't remember the last time you asked me to do your makeup.
So?
So you like him?
Like who? Spencer?
Is that such a bad thing?
Christina, I live in New York.
okay, relationships are hard enough without the long distance involved.
Whatever you say. I don't want you to miss out on something good because you're so focused on your job.
But Alistair isn't a job. It's my life.
I just miss my sister. It's been 4 years since you've come home for Christmas.
Christina brushes Charlotte's face.
When we used to have sleepovers in my room, we'd do each other's makeup. And we'd stay up all night and talk about our crushes.
Of course.
We should do that again. Before I go.
I'd love that.
Okay, good.
Good.
How do I look?
Perfect.
Now Christmas bingo at the pub. Dee Dee calls the bingo. Dee Dee.
Prancer.
Yes.
Charlotte dabs her card.
Sweet.
Wow. You really want that?
Spencer.
Giant elf bear.
What? Ben would love it.
Oh, sure. Ben.
Okay. Next we have Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, I have that one too. Okay, I just need mistletoe and then I win. These people are all going down. I love Christmas bingo.
I think you just like winning.
Uh-oh. Are you jealous of my superior bingo success?
Hardly. Look, the giant stuffy is all yours, to be honest. Elves creep me out.
What?
Yeah.
Mr. Christmas is creeped out by elves. What a twist.
Oh, don't even get me started on Elf on a Shelf. Chilling.
What?
Yeah. I'll be right back. I'm just gonna use the restroom.
What? You're gonna miss me when?
I'll be quick.
Spencer goes off. Gwen approaches Charlotte's table.
Oh, Gwen. Hey, Gwen.
I see you're here with Spencer.
Yeah.
Are you guys here together?
Oh, I don't.
You were just too cute.
Charlotte looks over at her ex with a woman.
I'm gonna go get us someone.
Hello. Earth to Charlotte.
The woman goes off.
All right.
Dee Dee calls bingo.
We have mistletoe.
Gwen dabs Charlotte's card.
Bingo, we gotta go up. Oh, go, hurry.
Charlotte's ex has a bingo as well.
Well,
they both go up.
You too. Let me check your sheets.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hi.
Evan. Charlotte.
Interesting.
Spencer returns. Dee Dee.
And why is that?
Considering you're the one who took away funding, I didn't expect you to participate.
Wait, you were the one who stopped the funding for Elf Capades?
Well, there's more important things that need budgetary attention in this town.
But you knew how important this event is to my family, to my dad, to me.
I know. I'm sorry. This isn't a priority for me right now.
Well, folks, it looks like there's a tie, but there's only one prize.
It's fine. He can have it.
Are you sure? I mean, that would be great. Jillian really wanted it.
Who's Jillian?
Oh, my beautiful new fiancé.
Jillian smiles at them.
The only way to deal with this unprecedented moment is the ultimate mistletoe tiebreaker.
What is that?
Oh, the first person to find someone to kiss them under the mistletoe wins.
Jillian, Jill, come here, hurry. Yeah, quick. Jilly Boo, please, quick, please.
Seriously?
Spencer steps up to Charlotte.
We need that creepy giant elf bear.
Spencer. Spencer kisses Charlotte.
Charlotte Carmichael wins.
Dee Dee holds up Charlotte's hand in victory. Charlotte picks up the giant creepy elf bear. Later that night, Charlotte and Spencer are outside the Carmichael house. Charlotte carries the bear. Charlotte.
Did you see the look on Evan's face? Priceless.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Spencer.
Just coveralls. Oh, I can't believe Evan is responsible for ending the elf capades. That was my dad's legacy.
Dee Dee's been doing everything she can to keep it going. She's heartbroken.
That's not right. You need to save it.
How?
I don't know. I need to think of something. Yelfcapades is important to this town. It brings people together.
I completely agree.
I forgot how special the holiday season is in this town. I really feel like I'm home again. And I haven't felt that way in a long time. So thank you.
Well, I feel the same way.
Oh. Well, good night, Spencer.
Good night, Charlotte.
Charlotte goes off. Spencer watches her as she walks up the walk toward the house. The next morning, the Carmichael house. Breakfast table.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Pete takes a seat.
Good morning, honey. Oh, you look chipper.
I feel chipper.
Charlotte enters.
Oh, yeah?
Charlotte.
Yeah, my designs are coming along. I'm actually excited for the Elfcapades tonight. Life is good.
Charlotte Carmichael getting into the Christmas spirit. Never thought I'd see the day.
Would this happen to have to do anything with a certain someone?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Can I pour you a cup of coffee, Charlotte?
Rick.
Yes, Rick. That would be great. Thank you.
Aunt Charlie.
Rick pours.
I'm in love.
Finn.
What? Love? Who said anything about love?
Well, I heard Mom and Dad talking about how you seem like a smitten kitten.
When are you going to learn to stop eavesdropping?
Never.
Well, we think he's perfect for you.
Guys, relax, okay? It was just one kiss.
You guys kissed?
If I were you, I'd have breakfast at Didi's before the interrogation.
No. Good idea.
No.
I will see you guys later.
No. No.
That's
right. Run, Charlie, run.
No.
What? No. Save yourself.
Run.
Charlotte runs out. Later, Charlotte arrives at Spencer's shop. Spencer's working on a car.
Hey.
Charlotte. Spencer's wrench slips.
Are you okay?
Ooh. Sorry, you startled me.
Spencer.
I thought we were meeting up till later. What's going on?
No, I just had some time off, so I thought I'd come check on my car.
Oh, well, I got the parts, so should be done today.
Radiator leak?
Yeah.
You gonna solder it?
I'm sorry, who are you?
My dad taught me all about cars. He didn't want me to get stranded in the middle of nowhere and not know the basics.
Benefits of having a tow truck driver as a father.
Exactly. So I was wondering if you could come by before the Elfcapades and try on a new design. It's almost Christmas Eve and I don't have everything I need.
Yeah, of course. Anything you need.
Great.
And speaking of Christmas Eve, are you going to miss the pajamboree?
Well, the fashion show is at 2. I should be out of there by 3 and should be able to make it in time. It's going to be cutting it close, but I don't want to miss it.
Great. I was hoping we can go together.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Good.
Cool. All right, well, I should let you get back to
yes.
work.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, what time do you want to meet for the Elfcapades?
Well, let's do a change of plans. I'm gonna pick you up. I got a surprise for you.
Spencer Dobbs missing the Elfcapades? Should I be scared?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, playing the mystery card. I'm intrigued.
Now get out of here. I gotta fix this car.
Okay. Bye.
Charlotte goes off. Later, back at the Carmichael house, Charlotte sits sewing. Her mom enters.
Why the long face?
Mom.
No.
Charlotte.
Something's off. No, I like the general idea, but that's not the right feeling.
Well, what feeling are you going for?
I don't know. Like how it felt when I was a kid.
I have something.
Mrs. Carmichael goes to a cabinet.
This will remind you.
She returns with a photo album.
Oh.
She looks at the collection of family Christmas photos.
We really did have the best Christmases, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And we still do. It's just a little different now.
You'll get there, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
Maybe you just need to step away from this for a moment in order to see it more clearly.
You know what? I could use a break.
Now that's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah.
Charlotte and her mom go off. Later that night, Spencer and Charlotte arrive at Spencer's shop.
All right.
Spencer.
Keep those eyes closed.
Hey.
Spencer gets out of the truck. He goes around and opens Charlotte's door. Down.
Keep those eyes closed. Okay. I'm right here.
He helps Charlotte out of the truck and leads her.
I got the door.
Okay.
Now come forward.
This is a lot like the beginnings of Charlotte. True crime documentaries, you know.
Come on, you trust me, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I think.
Okay. Open your eyes.
They stop. Before them is an old blue and white tow truck. Gregory's towing is stamped on the door.
I found it on this dealer's site for people who like to restore old cars. I decided to buy it, fix it up, and I don't know. Didn't feel right letting it sit there and get bought for parts.
You're really amazing, you know that?
What do you say? Want to sit in it? Come on.
He opens the door and Charlotte climbs into the driver's seat. Spencer goes around and gets in the passenger side.
This looks exactly the same.
I love these old 90s radios. They don't make them like this anymore. And I wonder if we've still got some juice.
Spencer turns on the radio. Charlotte looks behind the seat.
Huh.
Spencer pulls out a bundle.
No way. Are those his coveralls?
Charlotte looks at the coveralls.
This is the greatest gift you could have ever given me. Ask you something?
Yeah, of course.
How come you haven't dated since?
I know I need to get back into the dating game at some point. It's just somehow moving on just is, still felt wrong.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's hard letting go. That's why I moved here.
Is it helping?
Starting to.
Charlotte moves closer and rests her head on Spencer's shoulder. Later, the Carmichael house, Charlotte enters a bedroom. She climbs on the bed where her sister is sleeping. She shakes Christina's shoulder. Charlotte.
What took you so long?
Christina.
It's 8 o'clock. Oh. Did you have a good time?
I had the best time. I think you were right. I think I'm the smitten kitten.
Tell me everything.
The next day. Dee Dee's Diner.
Spencer
enters.
You're Dee Dee. Can I get you coffee?
That would be great. Thanks.
Spencer sits at the counter while Dee Dee pours coffee.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. I could use some advice, actually.
What's going on?
Well, there's this person. I can't stop thinking about her. But I don't know what to do about it.
So you've caught the feels.
Yep.
Does she know?
And I don't know if I should tell her.
How come?
I don't know, Dee. Laura's been gone for almost 3 years, but it still feels wrong thinking about someone else. I'm worried that if I start falling for someone new, I'll forget about her entirely.
Darling, losing someone we love is a type of grief that never fully heals. Laura will always be a part of you. The love you two shared will never go away. But to cut yourself off from loving again, that's a true tragedy.
And you're right.
If I could give you any advice, it'd be to tell this new someone how you really feel. I regret not telling my brother how much I loved him. Life is short. Don't waste it by withholding your feelings. There's never a right time. There's only now.
Dee Dee steps away from the counter. Spencer drinks his coffee. Now Spencer arrives at the Carmichael house. He carries a bouquet of flowers. He knocks on the front door. Mrs. Carmichael opens it. Spencer, Mrs. Carmichael.
Hi, Olivia.
Spencer.
Is Charlotte home?
You bet. Come in.
Okay, great. Thank you.
She's just upstairs.
Okay.
The designs are
Charlotte,
all
working upstairs.
You hem the sleeves.
I can't believe you pulled it all off
Margo.
On your own in just 6 days.
Definitely wasn't all on my own. My friend Spencer Dobbs, who you'll meet, he was such a big help. I couldn't have done it without him.
Oh, la, la. Who is this Spencer Dobbs you speak of?
He's so great. You love him. He totally helped me get out of my head and reminded me why I love designing so much. And how much
on the
I
stairs, Spencer hears her.
When will I get to meet this boyfriend of yours?
Oh, no, he is not my boyfriend. I mean, he's great, but Alistair's in New York. You're in New York. He's a local Brooksman mechanic who wears coveralls all day. I mean, it'll never work.
Spencer shrinks back. Spencer retreats down the stairs.
I don't know, maybe it could. He's pretty amazing. He reminds me a lot of my dad.
Now back at the diner. Charlotte sits alone at a table waiting for Spencer. Dee Dee approaches the table.
Still haven't heard from him, huh?
Dee Dee.
I hope he's all right.
Charlotte.
We're supposed to celebrate the pajamas being done.
Oh, can I see?
Charlotte takes the pajamas out of a gift bag.
Oh, wow, they are so cute.
Well done. Thanks. Maybe he just forgot and he's at his shop. You know how men can be.
Dee Dee goes off. Later, Spencer's at his shop working. Charlotte enters.
Spencer.
Charlotte.
Hey.
Spencer.
Hey, what happened? I was waiting for you at Dee Dee's. Brought you coffee.
Must have slipped my mind.
Okay.
She's all yours.
He hands her her keys.
Are
and
you
walks
okay?
away.
Oh, I'm fine.
Are you sure? You seem a little off.
Do I? Must be because I'm just a local mechanic.
What?
Heard you on the phone this morning. It's real nice, Charlotte.
Wait, Spencer, hang on. I can explain.
No, it's okay. Don't bother. I get it. I'm just some small town nobody, and I'm not good enough for some big shot fashion designer. It's okay.
What? No. No, wait, please, Spencer. I was just talking to my closest friend about how I wasn't sure if long distance would work. You clearly didn't hear the full conversation.
I didn't need to.
So that's it? One small misunderstanding and you just freeze me out?
Charlotte, I can't be with somebody who cares more about their career than their family.
Yeah. I think you're just afraid to move on from Laura.
Listen, I got a lot of work to do. Take your car and
Spencer,
go.
Can you just...
No, just please, just... Oh.
He turns around, smacks into her, and spills her coffee.
Oh, Charlotte, I'm so sorry. Let me...
No, please.
She looks at the wet pajamas in the bag.
Thanks, Spencer. I guess this last week together really was just a waste of time.
Charlotte sets the cup aside. Charlotte leaves Spencer's shop. Now back at the Carmichael home. Charlotte enters. She hangs up her coat, listening to the happy sounds of her family. They're in the kitchen playing Jenga.
That's looking good. Hey, what are you guys doing?
Charlotte.
Oh, Annie, come sit.
Yeah, Olivia.
Just like old time.
Is everything okay, Charlie?
Rick.
My name is Charlotte. Only my family calls me Charlie. Oh, honey, don't talk to him like that. And you're sitting in my dad's chair.
Char.
Don't what? Talk about dad? Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Excuse me?
Ever since Dad died, nobody even talks about him or mentions him. It's like he never existed. And now you have Rick replacing him like an actor in some bad sitcom.
How would you know whether or not we talk
Christina.
About him? You're never here.
We talk about him all the time, Sean. Just not when you come to visit because we don't want you to feel bad.
Feel bad? About what?
What? Tell me.
Just be real with yourself for once. The reason why you're upset isn't because of Rick. It's because you feel guilty that you didn't come home when Dad needed you most. Saving the elf capades isn't going to bring it back, Charlotte. You don't make time for people. And if you're not careful, you're going to end up alone.
My car is fixed and my pajamas are completely ruined, so, there's no need for me to stay here any longer than I have to. I'm gonna head to New York first thing tomorrow.
No, Charlotte, hold on.
Charlotte walks out of the room, now in her room. She lays on her bed crying. The next day, in her room, Charlotte packs. Christina opens the door.
Hi.
Charlotte.
Man. Mm-hmm. I was up all night.
Me too.
Don't go.
I think it's better this way. I clearly make a mess of everything.
I'm so sorry about what I said. It's been hard these past few years.
I know.
Miss my little sister.
No, I'm sorry too. I just
they both sit on the bed,
wrapped up in my own little world, trying to make a name for myself. You know, and then when Dad got sick, I just buried myself deeper in work. I couldn't face the truth.
Everyone deals with grief differently.
I just wanted to make you guys proud, to prove that I was capable of greatness.
Didn't do that.
But at what cost? Seeing you guys a few times a year, having no meaningful relationships. I wasn't even there at the end when he needed me most.
Don't beat yourself up, okay? Dad knows how much you love him.
No, Spencer was right.
What do you mean?
We got in this huge fight. I've ruined everything between us. Not to mention, tomorrow's Christmas Eve, and I don't have anything for the fashion show.
So fix it.
How?
I don't know, but I'll help. I'm like a pretty excellent sewer, in case you forgot. Come on. Dad wouldn't want you to give up.
I just don't know. Wait. I have an idea.
Now Charlotte and Christina are at the fabric store. Christina finds some fabric. Charlotte takes a look.
Oh, that's perfect. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yay.
Next at the Carmichael house.
Wow.
Rick.
I'm so glad that you're here. We thought you left.
Oh, Char, you're still here.
Olivia.
Look.
Charlotte.
I know I haven't been the greatest sister or daughter or stepdaughter, but I want to try harder. I really want to be a part of this family. I just miss Dad. And sometimes it's really hard for me to accept that he's gone.
Oh, it's hard for us too. But he will always be a part of this family. No matter what.
You know. And I'm sorry
to Rick.
I'm so hard on you.
I never wanted you to think that I was trying to replace your dad. I had great respect for him. He was a dear friend.
I know. And you've been nothing but kind. And you've made my mom so happy. And I've been nothing but rude to you. And you don't deserve that. I hope you can forgive me.
Of course, Charlotte.
Call me Charlie.
It really feels
Christina.
Like
Christina.
Hug kind of mom.
Yes.
Hey. Oh. Oh, so what's with all the new fabric?
Oh, well, I am going to make Christmas coveralls for the Warwick's fashion show.
Oh.
Each pair is going to come with its own embroidery set for each person to sew their name into, just like real coveralls.
Nice.
Isn't the fashion show tomorrow? Mm.
Yes, which is why we need all hands on deck. Ah, okay.
What?
Here.
Olivia takes the fabric. They get to work making the outfits. Sewing with machines and by hand. Mm-hmm. Christina and Charlotte sit at sewing machines.
These are turning out.
Olivia.
I want a pair.
Agreed. I'd actually wear them.
Rick.
Well, don't worry. By this time next
Christina.
Year, you can all buy them at Warwick's.
Oh, maybe. But either way, I'd be happy to make you.
Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Well, the women's pair is pretty much done.
Great.
Is there anything else I can do?
Do you guys think we have time to make an extra pair of men's?
Backup. Great idea.
Mm. Actually, I have something else in mind.
Here you go.
Thank you.
The next day, Olivia helps Charlotte on with her coat.
Oh, we love you,
Charlotte hugs Olivia.
I love you guys, too.
If you don't make it back in time
for the
delivery, don't worry. Just as long as we get you on Christmas morning.
I will make it back. Mark my words.
Okay.
Thanks for everything.
Charlotte hugs Christina.
Here.
And knock 'em dead, honey.
Try.
Bye.
Bye.
Charlotte leaves with a large gift wrap box. Next, large present in hand, Charlotte arrives at Spencer's shop.
Hey.
Charlotte.
Hey.
Spencer.
Shouldn't you be on your way to New York?
She holds up the gift. Before I left. It's the new design.
Thanks.
And I just wanted to say that I'm sorry. This last week with you has been the happiest I felt in a while. And I mean that. Anyway, if I don't see you later, Merry Christmas, Spencer.
Merry Christmas, Charlotte.
Charlotte goes off. Spencer reads the card attached to the gift. Thought you could use a new pair. Charlotte, XO. Spencer folds the card, tucks the clothing down into the box, and closes the lid. Later, New York, snow swirls around the Statue of Liberty. Now at the fashion show venue. Roger.
Welcome. Can you take that for me? Thanks.
Can't Roger gives his coffee cup to an assistant.
Thank you, Roger.
Charlotte.
Getting started at 2.
You didn't get the email?
No.
We pushed it to 3. But at this rate, it's probably going to be more like 3:30.
What? But it's Christmas Eve.
Sorry, Charlotte, you know how these things go.
You'll be out of here by 5:30, the latest.
I have an event tonight with my family at 8 o'clock, and it'll take 4 hours to get there. And with Christmas traffic, it'll probably take longer.
I'm sure your family will understand. Wow, will you look at these? These are great. I really can't wait.
The models appear in their coveralls.
Well, unfortunately, they won't.
What do you mean?
Would you guys mind
to the models.
Taking these off and bringing them to me as quick as you can? Please, right now, bring them to me. Thank you. I'm sorry, Roger. I have somewhere else I have to be.
Charlotte, you do know this show, it could be a game changer for you.
I know, but family has to come first this time. I hope you'll forgive me, Roger. I would love to have designed for you, but maybe next year. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Charlotte goes off. Now Charlotte heads to her car carrying the coveralls. She puts them in the back seat and gets into the car. Now Charlotte heads home. Next at the Elf Capades venue. Pajama-clad guests enter a decorated barn. Inside, the activities are underway.
Welcome to the
announcer. A sleeping bag sack race. And some pillow fights. Kids throw styrofoam snowballs. Dee greets Rick and the Carmichaels.
You're here. Merry Christmas, Dee.
Oh, so
Olivia.
Any word yet? Oh, just a text a couple hours ago that she was on her way.
Good.
Meanwhile, Spencer's at work in his shop. He looks at his phone. Charlotte's calling. Spencer ignores the call and continues working. Charlotte in her car.
Hi, this is Spencer. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Spencer, it's me.
Back at the shop, Spencer checks the message.
Spencer, it's me. I can't stop thinking about the way we left things.
I am so sorry if I ever made you feel small or less than. You are the most incredible person. And the only thing that matters to me right now is making things right with us. And as crazy as it sounds, it might be fun.
No, no. Come on.
Hope that you decide.
Spencer puts down the phone and goes to the gift box on the work table. Now back at the Pajamboree venue. Spencer and Charlotte arrive at the same time. Charlotte stops short, nearly hitting Spencer, who's on foot. Charlotte gets out of her car.
I am so...
Charlotte.
Sorry, but I'm really happy to see you.
Are you? Because, you know, Spencer. Two accidents, it starts to look intentional. How did the show go?
It didn't. I left.
You left?
I promised my family I'd be here. And if there was any small possibility that I could see you, I had to take it.
Roger should see the new designs. It's perfect.
I don't care about any of that right now. I care about you.
Really?
I know it sounds crazy, but spending this past week with you has made me realize that the only important thing in life is who you spend it with. And I want to spend every moment I can with you.
Charlotte,
I love you, Spencer. And it's okay if you don't feel the same way or you're not ready. But I didn't want to regret not telling you that.
Well, you're in luck. Because I love you too.
Really?
Completely.
Charlotte and Spencer kiss while snowflakes flutter around them.
Now? We'll go dancing up in style.
He unzips his coverall, revealing the pajama coverall underneath.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
They head inside. Charlotte's changed into her pajama coverall.
Charlotte!
Olivia greets her. The rest of the family approaches.
How did the show go?
I ditched it.
You what?
Charlotte.
Being here with you guys matters to me most. Oh, hold on. Oh, it's Roger.
Charlotte takes a call.
Probably calling to give me the old Christmas Eve scolding. Hello?
She answers
Here's
the call.
Star.
Roger.
Pardon? What do you mean?
Intercuts.
You know, that was really bold what you did. Giving up on your dream to be with your family. I respect that. I really do. And that's exactly the type of person I want designing for my home and family brand.
Not to mention the fact, I can't stop thinking about those coveralls. They are fantastic.
Are you serious?
I am. We want exclusive rights to sell them in all of our stores. And I want to offer you a one-year contract to design for us exclusively. What do you think of that?
I mean, yes, that's incredible. I would love to. There's just one thing.
What's that?
I'd like to move Alistair's headquarters to Brooks Bend, Connecticut.
As long as you can be in New York a couple times a month for meetings, you can design wherever you like.
Then you have yourself a deal.
Perfect. I'll give you a call in the new year. We'll go over the paperwork. Merry Christmas, Charlotte.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Warwick. I won!
She hangs up.
Oh, yeah! You did it.
No,
Spencer.
I never could have done this without you.
Merry Christmas, Charlotte Carmichael.
Ben, you want to dance?
Christina. Everyone dances. There's a ringing, there's a magic in the air. Cries are singing for the joy and happiness. Stars are bright as we share a winter's night. Here's to Christmas.